Hey, is that you? Did I? Is this actually the right number? Yeah. Sorry, it's me. From the train? That guy who'd just gone through a breakup? Maybe you don't remember me. I don't know. Maybe comforting strangers post-breakup is something you do on a daily basis? You were really good at it, to be fair. If you told me it was your job, I'd believe it. You do remember me, yeah? Good. Okay. Well, I'm sorry it's taken me so long to call. No, I wanted to before. It's just... you're not going to believe how stupid I am. I don't even want to say it. Well, I asked for your number, right? And I put it right into my phone, right there. And I thought maybe I'd call you the next day, or maybe the day after that, and, you know, that'd be nice. But instead, not long after I got off the train, my ex called me, and things got all stupid and complicated. Yeah, I mean, you know how that kind of thing can be. It's like, there's just so much temptation to return to something comfortable and familiar. It's so, so hard to resist. But anyway, I did. Resist, I mean. I couldn't go back to her. I knew I had to force myself to resist the pull of the familiar. So, I threw my phone away and got a new one. I don't know why I didn't just reset it and get a new SIM card, a new number and everything. No, I decided to physically throw my phone away and start completely fresh. Of course, that was all completely pointless because all my contacts were synchronized to my Google account anyway. So as soon as I logged in there, our number popped right back up. But I don't know, the physical act of throwing something away seemed to help a bit. I deleted her number properly without even thinking about it. Anyway, I'd already reset my old phone and put it in the bin before realizing that that was the only place I had your number. I was, like, trying for days to find a way to recover what was on there and get your number back, but it was impossible. It's encrypted, so when it gets reset and the encryption keys are deleted or something like that, there's no way to... I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just repeating what the guy in the phone shop said. But, yeah. Impossible, apparently. Plus, the synchronization to my Google account only happens like once a day or something, and it hadn't done that yet. So, ironically, although Google got my ex's number back, it didn't give me yours. Yeah, I was freaking out about that for a bit. Then I started trying to remember your number, but I couldn't. I could remember like the first 5 digits, maybe, but the rest were gone. And I thought that was it. I thought we'd never talk again. And I was very sad about that for a bit. I even thought about riding the same train back and forward for a while, hoping we'd bump into each other. I didn't do it, but I thought about it a lot. But that'd been weird. Well, I didn't need to, because then last night, I had a dream. And the dream was basically a reenactment of how we met on the train. And I don't really know how this happened, because normally it's like impossible to read things or see numbers in dreams, right? Yeah, you know how if you want to learn how to lucid dream, you should do something like try to read a sign or check your watch. And if the letters and numbers are all messed up, that's how you know you're dreaming. Then if you want to lucid dream, that's like a jumping off point. Well, anyway, even though it was a dream, I could somehow see your number perfectly. And even when I woke up, I still remembered it. I was sure that it would just be nonsense. Like, if I tried it, it wouldn't be a valid number, or it would go to someone else. Like, in the dream, I thought I knew it was your number, but I was just imagining it, you know?